Hi, babe. Can we talk? Well, we've been dating for a few months now, and I think things are mostly going really great. Don't you? Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. You know, it meant so much to me that I could open up to you about my little problem. Oh, and that you were so cool about it. I mean, a lot of guys would be a little freaked out to discover that their girlfriend turns into a mindless, insatiable bimbo when you turn her on. But you just kind of leaned in, you know? You found a way for that to work to both of our advantage. So, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate that. I also wanted to acknowledge how incredibly cool you were about my past. I mean, some guys get a little insecure and slut-shamey when they find out their girlfriend has had quadruple-digit sex partners. Believe it or not, a lot of guys get kind of judgy when they learn that you used to get paid for sex. There are guys who even try to get all holier-than-thou about your stripping and porn. I know, right, but not you, babe. Again, kudos to you. Kudos to us. So, here's the thing. I feel as if we're getting to a point where there might be a few things we can work on to make things even more amazing between us. And let me stress to you that this is just how I feel. I could totally be misjudging things, so please feel free to give me a reality check if I'm totally off base. Okay? Well, let me just lay my cards out on the table. I value that I feel respected by you, but I feel as if you were not respecting me as much as usual around your friends. Yes. To be honest, I felt a little demeaned and objectified tonight. Okay, so can I give you an example? So when we were getting ready, I had on my favorite jeans with a nice button-down and my new kicks, and I thought I looked cute, and I was hoping you thought so too. But I felt as if you had nothing to offer but criticism. You don't remember what you said?
Can you make a little effort? We like to dress up when we get together. Yada, yada, yada.
No! I love the dress, and I love that you bought it for me. That part was really sweet. It's just that maybe you never considered that I wouldn't want to dress up as a latex French maid the first time ever meeting your friends? No. It wasn't too revealing. I mean, somehow between the latex and the neckline, it just drew a lot of attention to my breasts. And the skirt with the petticoats, it was a little bit short, especially with no panties. Yes, and some people would find the fishnets and 6-inch pumps to be kind of sexy, too. And I was happy to freshen up my makeup for you. It's just that after you sent me back 3 times, telling me to look more like a pinup girl, and, well, I just started to feel a little bit like a trophy girlfriend. Yeah, I sort of suspected that was the point. Especially when you gave me that new toy. Yeah. It also made me suspicious when you told me to get on all fours and start playing with myself. And yes, when you stuffed me full of that new butt plug, that got me thinking you had something planned. And I'll have you know, I also know why you've been teasing the shit out of me all week. How many times have I come in the last week? Big goose egg. Zilch. Zero. Nada. Again, I'm not being critical. I just wanted to point out something I've been noticing. And I wanted to let you know that in some ways, the teasing is totally exciting. Like how it seems to heighten my sensitivity to touch. And how it sharpens my desire. Like when I walked into the room wearing that outfit, I felt as if I just radiated sex. The attention almost made me lose it. I'm starting to think you've been teasing and denying me all week just to get me ready for tonight. Babe. Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but that's something else I wanted to talk about. Well, sometimes you have a tendency to come across as, well, a little bit mansplainy. Oh, just stop it. I know all about pheromones. That's just a show-offy way of saying I look hot as hell and I'm desperate to be fucked. And that everyone can tell. Hmm? Oh. Well, look, as a woman, I know a thing or two about being objectified. Like I've just spent the whole night as the center of attention. Oh, and it made me feel really frustrated because I spent the whole night just aching to be fucked. Well, that's all I was trying to say. If you would just allow me to explain my own feelings. Thank you. Okay, deep breath. I guess what I'm really trying to say, now that I'm on a roll, is that your constant teasing is starting to really affect me. All night, I have been so distracted. Oh, I've just been thinking about your friends manhandling me. And womanhandling me. Oh, and cock-whipping me. Huh. And pussy-whipping me. Oh, I was getting really ditzy and airheaded before they even arrived. You were just toying with me and telling me all that you're gonna do to me. Acting like you're just talking about our night, but really you're just filling my increasingly vapid head with pure need. Oh, it's like you're deliberately making me too stupid to do anything about... Well, I guess about you making me stupid. Or something like that. Daddy... I need to say something. Well, I'm here to talk about us, right? Daddy? Can I just tell you, Daddy, that sometimes you're kind of... what was it? Like, you're kind of... Oh, what is the word? Like, cruel? I mean, your friends were so fucking cute and hot. Yes, the guys, but the girls too. And I wanted to be all like, well, hello there. But Daddy... Well, Daddy... You told them I only speak French. So all night, whenever anyone needed something, they're just like, Mademoiselle. And I'm all like, oui, monsieur. Oui, madame. S'il vous plaît. Oh, and Daddy, everyone was talking about me like I wasn't even there. Well, even you. Well, and some of the things you said, Daddy. Oh, well, they were just so humiliating. And your friends were like, what is she, your sex slave or something? And you were like, no, we just like to role play, but she's so desperate and horny right now, she may as well be. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I acted like I didn't understand, but everyone could see me blushing and biting my lip. Oh. It was also the way that everyone talked about my body, Daddy. Oh. Oh, it was really degrading. Like, when everyone started talking about, like, my tits and asking if they were real. Oh. Oh, and Daddy, you were just like, oh, let me show you. Oh. Oh. You started undoing all these little hidden hooks in the top apron part, and then you peeled down the latex to open up this hidden boob window I didn't even know about. Oh, and all of a sudden my tits were just like popping out of the dress. Well, everyone's like talking about them and feeling me up and guessing whether they're real or fake, and oh, they're real, by the way, Daddy. You think you could have just told them? Well, and then, Daddy, because I spent half the night bending over doing my work, everyone got to see underneath my little skirt. Well, you may not have heard her, but at one point this girl was like, I don't know, like marveling over my ass, telling everyone she would kill to have a big round butt like mine. Well, and then some guy came over and pointed out the butt plug. And everyone was like, whoa. Ah, what a total freak. Daddy, you know I don't like it when people tease me. Oh, well, it makes me so shy and blushy. And it also makes my pussy, like, really, really wet. No, like, really, really wet. Oh. Daddy? This is, like, so embarrassing. But all night, I was getting my hopes up that you would come over and start fucking me. Oh! Well, like, maybe a little bit of spanking and slapping, too. Oh, like, force me to eat pussy while everyone watches. Oh. Make me suck a lot of cock. Maybe even a gangbang. Oh. Oh, big old bukkake all over me. Oh. Oh, but Daddy, all you did was tease me. Oh, I was trying to get you to fuck me, but I got way too ditzy to even know what to do. Oh, well, I kept asking, like, how does that song go? Fuck. Well, I kept asking, you know, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Right? Oh, but everyone just kept laughing at me. Well, after a while, I felt like they were barely even paying attention to me, Daddy. They were just playing their silly game and having their boring conversations. Well, and that's when I decided I'm gonna get fucked if it's the last thing I do. So I jumped up on the table and started dancing like a good little stripper girl. Oh, well, I tried to get my dress off, but I couldn't reach the damn zipper in the back. Oh, and it was so embarrassing. But I wasn't gonna let that stop me. Oh, no, that nice girl was so sweet and she unzipped me. Oh. Oh, I was so proud when I figured out how to get my own dress off, Daddy. And then I got to jiggle my tits and ass in their faces. Oh. Only no one made a move. When I went around the room and gave lap dances to everyone, all the guys had such hard cocks. Oh. And all the girls' pussies were wet. I know it. I felt them. There sure will be a lot of pussies getting banged later on. But not my pussy. Oh, look at me, Daddy. Huh? I'm getting down on my knees, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Please, please, please. I'm your good little girl. I'm your good little sex slave. I'm a total fucking whore for you, Daddy. I'm your pet. I'm your needy little slut. I'll do anything. Anything. Oh, I want your cock, Daddy. Please, I want it. Oh, hurt me. Punish me with it. Treat me like a sex toy. Treat me like a fuck doll. Like a ditzy little bimbo slut. Please. Please. Oh, Daddy! Ah! 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 Ow, Daddy! Oh! Oh, Daddy, that really hurts! Oh! Oh! No, 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 no! Oh, no, you know I love it, Daddy! Oh, Daddy, that's exactly what I wanted, yes! Oh, yes, fuck your little slut heart. Oh, yeah, make it hurt. Make it hurt. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, no, no. Your little bimbo slut, yes. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, oh yes, Daddy, yes, 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 Daddy. Oh, oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, yes, you wanted this all night, didn't you? Oh, you did. I know you did. I know you did. Oh, you love it when I get like this, Daddy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, oh yes, oh, baby girl, what, your baby girl, oh yes, come on your cock, oh, come on your cock, oh little whore, oh yes, I'm your little baby whore, oh my daddy, oh daddy, daddy, fuck, Oh, Daddy, yes. Oh, yes, fuck me. Oh, Daddy, yes, please beg me. Oh, please beg me. Beg me harder, yes, beg me harder. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. Oh, Daddy, no one has ever fucked me like you do. Daddy, you own this pussy, yes. Oh, this pussy is yours, Daddy, yes. Own it, yes. Oh my God, own me, Daddy, I am your fucking little slave, honey, yes. Fuck me, Daddy. Oh God, yes. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Daddy fucks me. Oh, Daddy fucks BB. I'm Daddy's BB girl. Mm. I have a tingly little pussy. Mm. Big quivering titties. Oh, I love cock. Mm, great big cock. Big daddy cock. Oh, more daddy, please. Please, can I have some more? Oh. Oh, I'm a dirty little slut. Yes, Daddy's cock is all wet. Wet from baby girl's pussy? Hmm. Baby girl cleans Daddy's cock. Hmm? Huh? Ah! Please. Oh, pretty please. Pretty please. Mm, thank you, Daddy. Mm. Mm. Mm, Daddy. Oh, I love your cock in my mouth. And your hands in my hair. Mm. And my body nestled into yours. Oh, Daddy. Oh. Daddy. Oh, how did you know? I mean, how did you know what I dream about? Mm. You just hit on, like, all of my fantasies at once. Mm. And those people, I mean, your friends. Mm. Mm. I've seen them before, haven't I? Hmm? At that kink event last month. You know, I'm starting to think, Daddy, that this whole thing was a scene you created for me. Mmm. Mmm. Starting with the teasing last week, to the toys, and dressing up tonight. Oh, I'm thinking you've been planning this for a while. Oh, Daddy, you really are the bestest boyfriend ever. Oh, but seriously, can you at least work in a good old-fashioned blow-bang next time? Or maybe some girl-on-girl? Oh, or at least not wait until everyone is left to fuck me. Fuck me in front of some people next time. I mean, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just offering some constructive suggestions for our relationship in the future. Or perhaps, next time, I'll plan the scene, Daddy. Hmm? What do you think?